T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are constantly mining for what we think are just kind of fun, almost mindless topics to maybe get your mind off the reality of the situation. And I think Stoney found a real gem in this one.
Yes, because I'm addicted to Twitter, people post different things. And I saw this yesterday and I thought, oh, this would be great. If you could attend, be in the audience of a fictitious sporting event or moment from a movie or television show, I guess, what would it be? And I use the word fictitious, and it can't be something based on reality. Like Hoosiers, there really was no Hickory High, but it was based on Milan High School. So Hoosiers, I know, Jamie, it's your favorite sports movie, I believe. That's out of the equation.
That's okay? Ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's the rules that I saw set up, so we're going to live by that.
I object to the rules, and I'm calling for a revote on this. I think if it's like, for example, Miracle, of course you can't say Miracle because it's the 1980 game between the Russians and the Americans. That's an actual game. Hickory, I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, it's based on a true story, though.
All right.
Okay, so 248-539-9797-97136 on the ticket text. There are tons of sports movies, and they're not all biopics, so a lot of them are fictitious. And I have two, but I'll give one right away, and that is Balboa Creed 1. I just thought that was a great fight. It was unexpected. Everybody thought that Apollo Creed was going to just kill him, and although he did win the fight, you know, the whole no more rematch thing, Rocky just held his own and just delivered a lot of, you know, great shots, and it was a great, great fight. So that would be mine.
That fight took place on Thanksgiving Day, didn't it?
I think it was Christmas or New Year's Eve, actually.
No, Christmas Day was the Drago fight.
Okay.
Balboa Drago. And actually, we have a ticket text already for Rocky versus Drago.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the last place I'd want to be on Christmas Day is Russia.
Yeah.
So that one is out for me. I would not want to go to the Drago Balboa. I mean, seriously,
I
would
know,
you?
I get it.
Honey. Great news. I got tickets to the Drago Balboa fight. Really? Is that a real fight? Well, it's an exhibition. It really has no bearing.
When is it?
It's Christmas night in Moscow.
I think Creed Balboa 1 was actually New Year's Eve because they made a big deal of the bicentennial or whatever. I thought. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I thought it was Thanksgiving, but I could be wrong. See, if given a choice between all of the Rocky fights, I would pick Balboa Creed 2.
Okay.
Because I think that was a better fight. I think it was the greatest. It ended in a double knockdown.
True.
And it wasn't like it was a split decision. You had a knockout to win the heavyweight championship of the world.
Yeah, but a double knockout. See, to me, a double knockout is just is more unrealistic than even
the
what
movie.
It occurred. I know.
It's fake. That's the rules you made.
Stony. I know.
Yeah, it happened. We're talking about things that actually.
But I'm trying to tell you why I like the original better. That's all.
Well, geez, if you're gonna nitpick about things that are unrealistic, then you're really not gonna like my pick, which is Air Bud.
Oh, that was gonna be my pick too, Jamie.
All right, Heather, go ahead. You take it then. I'll go with a different one.
Okay, I'll go with Air Bud because who doesn't want to watch some dogs playing basketball or any other?
Dogs. There's one dog.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it, but
which game was there a particular moment? Was there a game?
I've never seen Air Bud, but if I had to sit through a game from a movie, I would definitely want to watch a dog, a golden retriever, playing a sport.
Yeah, Sony, it's 9 kids and a dog. Okay,
I didn't know there was only one of them.
So you're at a high school gym.
Though.
Stoney's calling the game for West Bloomfield, and the Mighty Lakers are taking on some other school, and they trot out four kids and a dog?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's great. I agree.
How great would that be?
I'm not disputing it. I'm just asking if, you know, was there one particular game in the movie?
I'm with Heather. I never actually saw the movie.
I think I'm thinking of Air Buddies. There's a bunch of dogs in those. But yes, Air Bud, I would definitely love to see.
Air Buddies?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of little, they're puppies.
No, you're
thinking of Air Bud Golden Receiver, that was the second movie where he became a wide receiver.
No, I'm not.
All right, Jamie, sure? What is yours?
Thinking of Air Buddies.
Stoney, I've thought a lot about this one, and I got to go with the Hickory South Bend Central game at the end of Hoosiers.
Whatever, play by your own rules. It's okay.
No. I was gonna say that the final game in Teen Wolf. I mean, any movie you can go to a high school basketball game where one of the players turns into a werewolf during the game.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that would be truly bizarre. But as far as pure tension, I'm gonna go Indians Yankees. To decide the division championship, and was it for the pennant? I always forget. The end of Major League,
right?
When they, you know, it was just a tense game throughout.
Vaughn versus Parkman.
Vaughn versus Kluzinski, right? The big clue.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that one.
I'm really torn on this. If I picked a Rocky moment, it would definitely be the Thunder Lips match. In Rocky
yeah, I
III.
Thought about that too, Gov.
That was just insane. Like all, it was bedlam.
Right,
I mean,
right.
There probably was fights in the stands and stuff because it's all heck broke loose. They couldn't contain it. But
no,
I think in the end, I'm going final round. Happy Gilmore.
That's a great one.
That would be awesome to just see all that transpire.
There's a lot of Happy Gilmore on the ticket text. Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, people are mentioning the pro am with him with Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That would be awesome.
But if you're not on that hole to see them actually get into the fist fight, let's say you're waiting on the 18th hole, then the pro-am is kind of a dud. But in the final round, when he wins the tour championship, basically every hole was dramatic. So, yeah, I think that would probably be a very big one.
What about when Noonan beats Cervic on the last hole at Caddyshack?
Cervic? well, the only problem with that, Stoney, is that the entire golf course blew up.
I know.
Would be putting yourself in harm's way.
True.
I have a controversial one, which I might be opening up a completely different can of worms here to disprove a theory once and for all. Sudden death. Now, is that a sports movie?
Yeah, it was a sports moment, yeah.
It takes place entirely in the igloo in Pittsburgh,
right.
So I think it does, right?
Yeah.
Because what I was trying to bring up is the whole Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh. Well, you
right.
Sudden
death's
a sports movie. If Die Hard's a Christmas movie,
yeah, you could use the football scene in one of the Batman movies too, if you wanted.
I say it doesn't matter. It's a sporting event in a movie.
Right, exactly. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to Steve in Garden City. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Steve.
How about for the love of the game, Billy Chappell's perfect game for the Tigers in Yankee Stadium?
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
A great, great one. I mean, it does have the most unrealistic ending maybe in sports movie history, where the last out is a slow roller past the pitcher that the shortstop fields on the first base side of the second base bag and still throws out a speedy would-be runner at first base. That being said, very good game.
Yes, good tension as well.
Very good tension.
How about?
Although, if you think about it, the game itself, kind of a boring game, other than the perfect game obviously makes it exciting. Like, I was thinking about the last game from The Natural, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to maybe mention.
Oh, yeah, Hobbs home run?
Hobbs home run, but that is kind of a dull game as well, too.
Yeah. What about
not much happens in the game.
What about the game in Field of Dreams? In the cornfields?
There's never really a game, per se. They're always kind of playing. But I don't know if there's one game in Field of Dreams, which Stoney, by the way, hates.
I didn't hate it. I just think it's overrated.
That really stands out of an actual game.
Yeah. Here's the other one I thought of, and it's old school because there was a redo more recently. The first longest yard, the last game between the Mean Machine and the Guards. That was awesome. Yeah.
Again, though, Stoney, personal safety. Do you really want to attend a game at a penitentiary?
Well, yeah.
What about, I got another one, controversial maybe, The Town.
The Town? What's the sporting event in The Town?
The whole robbery happened at Fenway Park.
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember that. I remember, God, I remember car chases. I remember all that. I guess I don't remember the Fenway Park part.
Let's go to Jeff in Livonia. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jeff.
Great, great subject on a bad time. Love it.
Thank you.
I listen all the time. Don't call in a whole lot. Two names came to mind when you brought this up. One was the movie Dodgeball. I could see myself enjoying that. And the other would be the tournament scenes in Kingpin.
Oh, yes. That's a great one. Like to be in the gallery.
You want to go to the bowling alley?
Yeah, exactly.
I could just see Bill Murray's toupee flapping over as I'm sipping my drink.
Oh, yes. Love it. 248-539-9797-97136. The ticket text. If you could be at any fictitious sports moment in a movie or even a television series, I guess, what is yours?
Did you give your answer?
Yeah, I gave two of them. I said Creed Balboa one.
Creed Balboa.
And the Longest Yard one. The final game between the Mean Machine and the Wardens.
I have another one that I'd want to watch that I guarantee none of you boys would want to see at all. The National Championship Cheerleading Competition from Bring It On.
Okay.
That's what I'd want to see. I totally, literally would want to see that.
I have two more.
What about the final skating competition from The Cutting Edge, Heather? Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, I've seen The Cutting Edge, yes.
What was the one with Robbie Benson? Was that Ice Castles or something like that?
Ice Castles. Yeah, where the girl goes blind.
Oh, my gosh. I have not seen that one.
Oh, that's from way before you were born, Heather. That's a long time ago.
What about the final table of Teddy KGB in mm-hmm. Rounders?
Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine being there when he cracks the Oreo?
when he figures out the tell?
Yeah. And then another one, the All-Valley.
Okay. The All-Valley Karate Kid, yes. From Karate Kid, yes. A lot of mentions for that one. And I remember Bill Simmons wrote a column about the Karate Kid years ago. And talked about how overwhelmed he was by the amazing crowd turnout for the All-Valley Karate Championships. Like, you know, you go to, like, a good high school basketball game, and there's not nearly as many fans. And he's like, yeah, it's a nice Saturday afternoon. We're living in the Valley. What do you guys want to do? I know. Let's go to the Karate Championships. I mean, the crowd turnout. And they're rabid, too. They're either diehard Cobra Kai fans or diehard Miyagi-Do karate fans, right?
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Warren and say good morning to Matt. You're 97, won the ticket.
Warren, gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good, thank you.
What's up, man?
So, thanks for the Adam Sandler reference. I was thinking the Bourbon Bowl, for sure, and Waterboy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Where the Bobby Boucher legend really kind of became, you know, it wasn't born, but it really kind of became reality.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I had one other one. I don't think anybody's going to go along with this, but it was Speed Racer in the Grand Prix. Yeah, so electric ending. So,
did you saw that movie?
I sorry, he's gone.
Okay, Speed Racer was a cartoon that my brother and I watched religiously as kids.
Go Speed Racer.
But then they made a movie about 15 years ago, and the movie was horrible. Like, it got terrible. Like, I didn't know anybody saw it. So, hey, Gov, I have a question for you. Let's say we're out in Vegas staying at the D, and Derek gives us free tickets to go see the Apollo Creed Ivan Drago exhibition fight. Would we go?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, James Brown comes up, you know. I mean, the lifting, I've never seen a ring come up out of the basement or whatever.
Up on stage, right? Yeah, I mean,
I would actually throw in the damn towel.
Yeah. Throw the damn towel.
Let's say hello to...
Can you imagine that?
Al in Madison Heights. What's going on?
How you doing? How about Varsity Blues? Injured quarterback comes to coach the team in the second half to win the regional championship at the end of the movie.
I remember
that. Yes, yes.
That's not the most...
Jonathan Moxton.
Yeah.
Great movie.
My biggest memory of Varsity Blues, of course, is the whipped cream, right?
Well, yes, the exactly. What's that? Amy Smart, yes. Yes. It's a fantastic scene.
Speaking of football, somebody says my pick.
Allie Larder, sorry.
Brad in Whitmore Lake says my pick in the last game is the replacements where Shane Falco comes back from the boat to take the ball in the second half and lead the Sentinels to their final scab victory, which is also the best worst movie ever.
The Replacements, yes. Let me just take this. Let me hold on real quick, Stoney. Let me go back to the Creed Drago fight in Vegas. Okay. So can you imagine if like we went to that fight and then we come back and people are like, "Hey, how was the fight? What happened?" And you're like, "Creed died." I mean, you're like, you go to like an exhibition boxing match and you're like, "Oh, how was it? Terrible, actually. What happened? Who won? Drago won, but Creed." Creed died. I mean, can you imagine, like,
that
would really ruin your entire trip, wouldn't it?
And then that punk Russian in the post-game interview said, if he dies, he dies.
Yes, that's exactly right. If he dies, he dies.
Ken in Lambertville, you're a 97 on the ticket. What's up, Ken?
Hey, well, I guess mine is right along those same lines. Dude, I like to go see, for different reasons, though, but I like to go see the second fight in the Gladiator movie. I want to walk through the crowd and just wonder, how does people come to an arena to see people die? I mean, what is with that? But it's just weird because it's fact. I mean, it happened years ago, but just to be in a time and era when people actually watch that for entertainment. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, you know, that's a sport.
I give credit, Tony. That is old school.
Yeah, but the sports movie, though.
Yeah.
You can definitely consider that. Kevin in Ann Arbor, what's going on?
Not much. I'm thinking Roy Hobbs hitting the final home run, the sparks flying.
Yeah, I thought about that too. New York Knights and Philadelphia Phillies or Pittsburgh Pirates, Stoney? I forget now.
I don't remember.
Was it the Phillies?
I don't remember.
And but again, going back to like the do you really want to attend a game in a penitentiary longest yard? Do you really want to be in Russia on Christmas night watching an exhibition boxing match? I don't know. I still don't quite get what exactly happened in that electronic explosion at the end of The Natural. And you are kind of putting yourself in harm's way, right?
Well, yeah, but hey, it was a beautiful shot. Beautiful shot.
It was.
The whole shtick.
Yeah, and maybe you weren't, if you're sitting behind the plate or whatever, you're not going to get, the sparks. That was from...
What are you talking about? Every light exploded when he crossed home plate.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you never read the follow up to that article? Like about 9 months later, 75% of the fans died of radiation exposure. You didn't hear about that?
No, I missed.
It was very dangerous.
I missed that. Yes. I heard that actually took place in China, and they like held it back from people finding out about it.
No, it happened in New York. Yeah. The New York Knights finally won the elusive championship that Pop Fisher had been seeking for all those years. But nevertheless, it was a very, very tragic event.
Nick in Westland, what's going on?
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm thinking for the movie, The Boys from Mystery Alaska versus the New York Rangers.
Oh,
good game!
That was awesome. That arena, the outdoor arena they had, where they skated essentially down an ice hill to get there.
Yep.
That was really cool. I mean, that movie was a somewhat preposterous movie, but that last game was pretty awesome. That's a great call. Stoney, I find this interesting, okay?
Yeah.
Not a single mention of Bull Durham this entire time, which, again, Bull Durham, much like Field of Dreams, there was not some ultimate game.
Right,
there
exactly. That's why. I love that movie, but being in the crowd, there's no crowd when they turn the sprinklers off. And I mean, there was no really big, great moment.
Exactly. And I think this supports, I'm going to use this in future debates. I do believe this supports my longstanding argument that it's an overrated sports movie. Because I think a great sports movie has to have a great game. Don't you?
Most of them do, but that's what makes this one so unique. It was the relationship.
Unique, but not a truly great. It's more of a romantic comedy baseball as a background.
So you don't consider Jerry Maguire a sports movie then?
I mean, again, it's a sports. I never think of Jerry Maguire as one of the best sports movies ever made.
No, me neither. But
yeah,
actually, somebody should have mentioned that Tidwell's big touchdown.
Tidwell's big touchdown on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Exactly right. 97-1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.